with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden will deliver his third State of the Union address on Thursday night. It's one of the biggest pieces of political theater, and it'll be carefully scrutinized as he runs for re-election. GOP Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee says the Salem Radio Network, while the president may paint a rosy picture of America during his address, all is not well.
The State of the Union is not great. We've had 10 million illegals brought over our border. That's $400 billion a year we've got to pay to keep these people up. The fentanyl being mulled in by these folks.
This is Mr. Biden's third State of the Union, and it'll feature the third House Speaker, Mike Johnson, to hold the job since he was elected. The UN Atomic Watchdog Chief is visiting Russia. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on that story.
The UN Atomic Watchdog's agency director has arrived in Russia for talks on nuclear safety in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is at risk. The International Atomic Energy Agency has repeatedly expressed alarm about the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant amid fears of a potential nuclear catastrophe. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi during his visit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a ship in the Gulf of Aden has killed two of its crew members. That's according to two U.S. officials. They added that the Barbados-flagged vessel was no longer under the command of the crew and that they had abandoned it on Wednesday. Yemen's Houthi rebels later claimed the attack on the vessel and insisted their assaults would continue as long as Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip continues. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points, the Nasdaq rose 91. This is SRN News. As expected, former President Trump scored the largest number of delegates in the 16 Super Tuesday states. Exit polls show one of the top concerns driving voters to the polls nationwide was illegal immigration. That was especially true in Texas, which has grappled with the issue for years. When it comes to the border crisis, Dallas pastor Jack Graham says his church seeks to balance legal concerns with Christian compassion.
As Christians, we love people. Our church, we've been there on the border, passing out Bibles, giving people support, been to orphanages myself, and working and housing people who have come to this country. So we'll do that as believers. But at the same time, we cannot tolerate a system that is so broken because, as President Trump has said in the past, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Pastor Graham adds part of his President Wood Baptist Church includes a growing Spanish ministry, attracting over 3,000 members. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks recovered some of their losses from the day before, which was Wall Street's worst in 3 weeks. Treasury yields edged lower after the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said again that cuts to interest rates may be coming later this year. Powell also said the Fed needs more data showing inflation is cooling before it will act. New York Community Bancorp rose after the troubled bank announced a $1 billion cash infusion, a new CEO, and four new directors. The Dow was up 75 points today to close at 38,661. The Nasdaq gained 92 to 16,031. The S&P 500 added 26 points to 5104. New York oil rose 98 cents to $79.13 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.